Costly mistakes when mortgage shopping. Welcome back, folks. Fall has fallen, but it's not the only thing that has fallen. The mortgage market is in a baffling state, which has been referred to as irony, in comments from Lawrence Yun of the National Association of Realtors Registered Trademark NAR, which we discussed in last Friday's blog post snapshot of September new construction and existing home sales. Yun points to the paradox of historical affordability conditions with more creditworthy borrowers, but contract failures that are at elevated levels, regardless of the favorable conditions. Could it be partial accountability on mistakes that the borrowers are making? It's quite possible, and in a recent article on the Immon.com new website, titled, Three Mortgage Mistakes You Can Avoid, Tara Nicho Nelson of RETHINKRELESTATE.com lists these mistakes along with some suggestions to overcome these personally set obstacles. If your mortgage amount that you owe outstanding is greater than the value of your home, you are considered upside down, and if you fail to try refinancing because of that, it's a mistake, says Nelson. She writes that approximately 23% of all American homes are upside down, and that you should not feel trapped with high interest rates. As a matter of fact, Nelson writes, multiple options abound for lowering your interest rate and monthly payment if you're upside down on your home loan, and says that banks are increasingly amenable to simply modify existing mortgages to render them less prone to default and foreclosure, especially if the homeowner is trying to recover from financial hardship. As long as you have not missed any payments, she says that many banks offer refis on mortgages as much as 25% underwater, and also mentions HAMP Home Affordable Refinance Program. As options, seek out help from mortgage professionals to review your options. Nelson points to the potential for low satisfaction, low speed, and low assertiveness from just walking into a bank to get a mortgage. However, if you go with a mortgage broker or a private mortgage banker through referrals of your close friends and relatives, says Nelson, chances are good you'll get someone who understands that the long-term health of their business depends on you and clients like you getting a deal closed in a timely manner. The third mistake that Nelson points out is when you think that you are stuck with your mortgage for 30 years, and says that she has had people say they didn't want to buy a home because they were depressed by the thought of a debt that would last 30 years. She adds the following piece of wisdom: you control when you pay your mortgage off, and it doesn't take a lottery or inheritance windfall to pay yours off sooner than later, and says that paying a little extra towards the principal can go a long way in shrinking the time it takes to pay off your mortgage. To summarize, you do have control and power to make changes to your mortgage, which can have a positive outcome on your entire financial bottom line. What other mistakes have you seen borrowers make, and what can they do to avoid those pitfalls? On a personal note, a very special shout out to a very special lady. Danielle, happy birthday. Love you, honey. Would you like our blog post sent directly to your email? Here's how. 1. Locate the Follow This Blog by Email box on the right side of your screen. 2. Type your email address in the box, and click Submit. 3. Check your email and confirm your subscription. It's that simple. Have a great weekend, and happy rent-to-owning. Regards, Rob Eisenstein, Home Run Homes Blog, http://blogginglease2buy.com Home Run Homes Websites, http://www.lease2buy.com and http://www.homerunhomes.com Tags, Mortgage Real Estate Upside Down Refinance Interest Rate Mortgage Payment Mortgage Broker Bank Home Run Homes, Rent to Own Homes, and NBSP Rent to Own Website and NBSP Rent to Own Blog and NBSP Public Speaking Appearances and NBSP Twitter Page and NBSP Facebook Page and NBSP